Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nedarim, Perig Yud, Mishnah Aleph. I'm sure you've learned Parshas Matos. And you remember from Parshas Matos that there are times that a father has a right to be mefer, like to cancel his daughter's nether, or a shvur. Also, when a woman gets married, her husband could be made for certain types of nedar. Now, until now, we were using the term to be matir a nedar. A person goes to a chacham and he does hataras nedarim, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do hataras nedarim. What's the difference between hafara and hatara? What's the difference between the husband or the father that's mefer a neder, or a chacham that is matir a neder? The answer is, when you're matir a neder, it's as if there never was a neder. So if someone made a neder, was over the neder, but then a chacham was matir the neder, it's like he didn't do the aver. Hataras nedarim is like pressing a rewind button. We go back in time and we say, erase the neder, it never happened. That's not hafaras nedarim. When a father or a husband is mefer a neder, it's not pshat, oh, it was a mistake to start with. No. There's no rewind button when it comes to being mefer a neder. It stops from that time and on. A chacham can always be matir a neder. It doesn't make a difference how long it is after the neder. But a father and a husband work under a strict deadline. They could only be mefer a neder on the day that they hear about it. A chacham can be matir any kind of a neder. But according to most shitas, when it comes to afaras nedarim, it's only certain types of nedarim, like Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to learn. Now, when a father could be made for the neder, it depends how old his daughter is. We've already learned that there's a katana. Katana means from the day she's born until she's 12. At that point, could be a little bit after she's 12, she becomes a naira. She's going to remain a naira for 6 months, and then she becomes a bogeris. A bogeris means a regular adult. This din that a father could be made for his daughter's neder stops as soon as she becomes a bogeris. Then he no longer has any control over her. But the husband doesn't make a difference how old she is. Now, we've learned many, many times in previous Mishnayos that marriage comes in two steps. First, there's erusin, and then there's kiddushin. So let's say the way we do it, the chasen puts the ring on the kala's finger. He says, "Ariyat mekudeshes li." Now she's mekudeshes. She's called an arusa. He did kiddushin. He's not allowed to live with her yet, not until there's chuppah, that's called nisuyin. But once she has arusa, in a way she's married to him. She can't marry anyone else. She would need a get if she wanted to marry someone else. So before she becomes an arusa, the father can be made for her nadar. After chuppah, after nisuyin, it goes over to the husband. What happens when she's in arusa during this like middle time? After the chasen was already mekadesher, but there was no nisuyin yet. Now today we do everything under the chuppah. But in the times of the Mishnah, like we have explained in earlier Mishnayos, they would wait a year. First he would be mekadesher, and the nisuyin could only be a year later. So during that time period, let's say she's still in the age that the father would be able to be made for her neder, but she already has like a shtickle husband. She's partly married him. So who has control? Who could be made for her nedarim? And the answer is both. And how that works, how exactly they share this control to be made for her nether, that we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach in upcoming Mishnayos. Okay. So we begin Perig Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Zakt the Mishnah. Naira hama'oyrasa. Remember, Naira is from approximately 12 till 12 and a half. Now, let me ask you something. What happens when she's younger than a naira, when she's a katana? It depends how young. If she's 5 years old and she makes a neder, no one has to be made for the neder. It doesn't count, even if she's 10 years old. But from when she's 11 and she makes a neder, we're going to ask her questions. And if it turns out that she understands what she did and for whom she did it, then her neder is chal. So again, it's important, so we'll chazer it over. Until 12, sometimes a little bit after 12, she is a katana. Within the context of katana, until 11, her nedarim mean nothing. When she's 11, we ask her questions. If she knows l'shem mi nidra or l'shem mi higdisha, then her neder is a neder, but her father or possibly husband can be made for her nether. She's a naiva, that's from 12 to 12 and a half. You don't have to ask her any questions. If she makes a nether, her father could be made for a nether. Sometimes her husband, sometimes both father and husband. If she's an arusa, we'll soon see. Once she turns into a bageres, that means 12 and a half and on, the father's out of the picture. It's just the husband. Zakta Mishnah, Naira Hami Oirosa. We have here a Naira girl from 12 to 12 and a half. And her husband already gave her Kiddushin, but not Nesuyin. Ovia Ubaila, her father, and in this Mishnah, Ubaila, her husband, doesn't mean a complete husband, doesn't mean after Nesuyin, it means a Aris. That gave her Kiddushin. She's an Arusa, he's called an Aris, but there was no Chuppah yet. When he's Mekadesh her, until the time that he marries her, he's called an Aris. Avia Ubaila, her husband and her Arus, Mefira Nidarel, could be made for her nether. They have to do it together. What does it mean they have to do it together? Zakta Mishnah. The Mishnah explains. Hefer Ha'av, if the father was Mefer, Mefer means to cancel. Hefer Ha'av, if the father was Mefer the nether, but V'loi Hefer Ha'baal, the husband was not Mefer the nether. Or, for example, Hefer Ha'baal, the husband was Mefer the nether, but V'loi Hefer Ha'av, the father didn't. Again, in the case of an Arusa, he was Mekadesha, but there was no Nesuyin yet, the din is Einoi Mufer. The nether has not been canceled. It has to be both the father and the Arus. Now, the Mishnah is stressing this because you shouldn't make a mistake and think Ovia Ubaila means either her father or her Arus. No, Ovia Ubaila means her father and her Arus. You need both. Now, when a father hears about a nether, or a husband hears about a nether, they have until night comes to be made for the nether, to say, no, no, we don't want that nether. If by the time the night comes after the day they heard about the nether, and they're not made for the nether goes into place. Or if they say, no, it's a good nether. It's good that she did that. That means they were makayim the nether. Then the nether clicks into place. So zak the Mishnah. In the case of a naira hamle oirasa, not only if one of them didn't do hafara, either the husband or the father didn't do hafara, does the nether stick? But the ain tzarech laim, it wouldn't even be necessary to say, shakiyim echad mehen, if one of them was mekayim the nether, if either the father or the aris said, oh, that's a good nether, for sure, the nether does not become batal any longer. Now, says the Baal Tanura, let's say I'm a father, my daughter the Naira made a nether, and I'm a Kayim the nether. Good. Then I say, oops, what did I do? Is there any way out of this? And the answer is yes. Just like I can go to a Chacham and be Mater a nether, I can go to a Chacham and say, I was Mekayim the nether, but I changed my mind. It was a mistake. And just like a Chacham can undo a nether, a Chacham can undo a Kiyim. And that once again would give me the right to be made for the nether. But that option of going to a Chacham and saying, I want to take back my approval of the neder, would not exist over here, explains the Baal Tanura, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah in our case of a Naira Hama'irasa. Let me explain to you why. When you have this Naira, this girl between 12 and 12 and a half, that is an Arusa, someone was Mekadesher. The only way you can stop the neder is when there is a joint effort of the two people that have a koyach to be mevatel her neder, her father and her aris. If one of them was mekayim the neder, even though that one, either the father or the husband, will run to the chacham and say, I want to take back the kiyum. But before he does that, at that moment, after he was mekayim the neder, until he goes to the chacham, he can no longer be made for it. So there was a moment here where you didn't have the potential power of the father and the husband working together to be made for the nether. And once you lose that moment, it's too late. This type of a nether is no longer undoable. That's how the Baal Tanura explains it. Okay, if you didn't chap that, it's fine. As long as you have learned in our Mishnah the basic yesod, quick chazara, when it comes to a ketana until 11 years old, her nether is meaningless. At 11, we check out. Actually, 11 and a day, we check out to see if she knows what she did when she said a neder. And when she turns into a naira is from 12 till 12 and a half, approximately, her nether normally would stick. Her father can be made for the nether, provided that he's made for the nether on the day that he hears it. Or he can be mekayim the nether. That means he says the nether is good, and it goes into place. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a naira hama'irasa, that a man already gave her kiddushin. So now it's a joint kayach, father and husband. In order to stop her nether, both would have to be made for the nether. If one does and the other doesn't, the nether sticks. And for sure, if either the father or the husband said, I want the nether, then the nether goes into place.